Ian Stewart, The Mathematics of 2050. Among all the sciences, mathematics probably has the longest unbroken history, rivaled only by astronomy. Both go back at least to the ancient Babylonians, and discoveries made then remain important today. And just as astronomy builds on the discoveries of the past, so does mathematics. Astronomy is based on observations of the real world, whereas mathematics is a shared social construct of ideas. But ideas are the driving force of astronomy, and mathematics has grown out of attempts to model the real world, to count the passing days, to measure the sizes of fields, to calculate the taxes owed to the king. In astronomy, there have been revolutions. Old ideas have been overthrown, replaced by radically different new ones. In 1877, for example, the Italian astronomer Giovanni Schiaparelli saw canali, channels, on Mars. The mistranslation of this observation quickly led to a widespread belief, even among astronomers, that Mars was inhabited by intelligent beings. Now we know better. It's often said that mathematics can't have revolutions because the nature of mathematical truth doesn't change. But human attitudes do change. And one of the biggest revolutions in mathematics was a major revision of our concept of mathematical truth. Thanks to Kurt Gödel and Alan Turing, we now realize that even mathematical truth is not absolute. The next 50 years will witness several major revolutions in mathematics. Some are already underway: the increasing influence of the computer and the new challenges posed by the biosciences and the financial sector. There will be others, but the only safe prediction is that many will be unpredictable. Various commentators have predicted a change in the very notion of proof, which is the central concept of mathematics. Some of them say that the computer will bring about a fundamental revision of the concept of proof, others that the concept will die out altogether. Both of these views are based on fundamental misunderstandings of current trends. In mathematics, proofs are the substitute for the observations and experiments of the rest of science. That is, the means whereby its practitioners avoid getting sidetracked by their own cleverness and believing things to be true because humans would like them to be true. The computer...